Welcome to Living Field Notes. I'm your host, Constance Bradley. Thank you for joining me for episode number 17 on the Corona Encouragement Series, where I am dropping you daily notes to encourage you as we continue on through this Corona pandemic. So then, just as you have received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in Him, being rooted and built up in Him and established in the faith, just as you were taught, and overflowing with gratitude. Be careful that no one takes you captive through philosophy and empty deceit based on human tradition, based on the elements of the world, rather than Christ. Colossians 2, 7 and 8. Do you feel a little uprooted right now? Like this corona pandemic and the stay-at-home order has caused your entire soil or your foundation to be uprooted or upturned. So many people are feeling like things have just been completely flipped upside down, and they have, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. As a matter of fact, I would like to spin a little light or positivity on this uprooting or upside down darkness that we feel like we're in. So I want to use the example of a seed and its germination process. If you have ever grown anything, this is probably not an unfamiliar illustration, but if you haven't, remember back a long time ago in kindergarten when you grew the bean in the paper towel and plastic bag. So the first thing that happens in the germination process is the seed has to drown. Like it basically has to drown. It has to be completely filled with water. And when that happens, it activates these enzymes that start the plant's growth. And so as it continues to grow, it starts to create this root system to be able to tap into the water that it's going to need to continue to grow and to produce fruit. So as the seed grows, part of that process is that it has to be completely immersed in water, and then it has to be completely immersed in darkness. So a lot of times it's so easy if we get caught up, like it says in verse 8, to be captive of philosophy and empty deceit based on human traditions. For some reason, we have this mindset that we shouldn't have to go through these dark seasons, or that dark seasons are bad or negative. Sometimes when we get thrown down into the dirt where it's really dark, feels yucky, things are gritty, not sure where we're going to go next, if we are deep rooted, like it says in Christ, then our root system that is being activated and filled with water will start to sprout a shoot of greenery and goodness that produces this ability to photosynthesize to get ourselves the nutrients that we need. And as that root shoots up and we continue to keep rooted in Christ, we are able to be able to bear fruit. And so I hope that through this season, whenever you feel like things are upside down, that you can remember that this darkness is not necessarily a bad thing. But be rooted. Make sure that you are feeding yourself full of positivity and goodness and all that God has for you, and shut out the negative. It's not going to give you good food, and it's not going to bring you to the light. Just some practical advice for keeping yourself full of positive encouragement. Throw yourself together a playlist on your Spotify account and make sure that you're just drowning yourself in positive praise music or whatever it is that makes you feel happy, whatever type of music that is, and jam out as much as you possibly can. Also, turn your Bible app on and let the Psalms just shower over you, or the Proverbs just shower over you, or sit down in some peace and quiet and enjoy a good book. Talk to your friends that love life and pray for your friends that don't. and reach out to them and share the goodness that you're getting to enjoy with them as you go through this. There is something about bearing one another's burdens and reaching out to those that you know could use a little extra dose of love. It just fills your cup. So there's just a couple of things that you can do to make sure that you're staying positive, that you are being covered and rooted in all the living water that God has to offer for you. And don't forget to spill that cup over to those around you. All right, friends, that wraps up episode number 17 of the Corona Encouragement Series. Thank you so much for joining me. I would love to continue this conversation with you on Instagram @livingfilled_notes, or you can find me on my blog, constancebradley.org.